I think it was a Fianna Fáil TD said that, what about hurley making? And Mr. Donoghue said, the activity described does not fall into the realm of artistic endeavour, as far as he's concerned. Now, I believe Pascal Donoghue is back in our studio in Dublin, in Marconi House. Pascal, are you there, Minister?
Yes, good morning, Ian.
Good morning, how are you? Can you hear me okay? There's no delay or anything, is there? No? No, it's fine.
No, fine, Ian. Thank you very much.
Right, okay.
It's excellent, Pascal, thank you very much.
But no, Pascal, making a hurley is an ancient and artistic craft. So, I mean, and it is really, it's artistic craft. Should it not qualify for an artist's exemption, do you think?
Well, yes, good morning, Ian, and I hope your trip to Abu Dhabi is going successfully, and we look forward to seeing you and your team back in the country on your imminent return. Now, pertaining to your question, Section 195, Ian, of the Taxes Consolidation Act must only include endeavours producing artistic works, namely, as you mentioned, musical composition. Now, to add a little to that, for example, on my way into this studio in Marconi House, I noted I Am Titanium, that you played before the break. Now,
that's
that
right,
was composed. That's correct, Ian. Now, that was composed. Sorry, I didn't mean to be funny. But that was composed by Sia, Afrojack, David Guetta. Now, funnily enough, actually, it contained original vocals by Mary J. Blige. But Sia then took over the vocals, and if you look up the composition, you will see that Sia is a writer of that very song. Now,
I thought you were going to say she was Irish.
No, well, I was about to add to that, Ian, if you would allow me, please. If Sia was living...
Sorry, it's the delay thing. That's what's happening here.
Sorry, if Sia was living in Swinford, let's say, in County Roscommon, Sia could apply for a musical composition benefit royalty rights, and she would accept them from me on an application. As for Afrojack, if he did the same wherever he was living, although it's unlikely that he's living in Ireland, although not impossible, and same for Mary J. Blige and David Guetta. Now, this also applies to painting and to sculpting, but the uncertainty of Brexit means that... Sorry, go on ahead there, Ian.
Sorry, can I just ask you, you mentioned sculpting there.
Sorry,
as far as I can see...
The delay there was a bit of a problem there, Ian, so sorry for cutting across you.
No, that's absolutely no problem whatsoever. Is a hurley...
No, that's not perfectly fine. Sorry, go on.
Sorry.
Well, with respect to the ISDN, the delay, your capacity to interrupt me has become more sophisticated with the ISDN delay, which also reducing my comparative ability to be unflappably polite.
Okay. Is a hurley not a sculpture? I mean, it is it's a beautiful thing.
As I said, Afrojack. Sorry, Afro...
Okay,
Afrojack.
We have Davy Fitz.
Yes.
Davy Fitz. Big hurling...
He's in studio, yes.
Yeah, he's there. So, Davey, do you agree with the minister?
No. Listen, look it. As far as I'm concerned, is making a hurl art?
Well,
no.
The fact of the matter is...
No, I'm talking here now, minister.
No, go ahead.
I'm talking here now.
There's no delay.
Like,
no delay.
What is art? Do you know?
Yeah.
Is the Mona Lisa art?
Yes.
She art?
Yes.
Caravaggio, the taking of Christ.
Yes.
Michelangelo, Sistine Chapel.
Yes.
Rodin.
The tinker.
Now, there's no need for that kind of language, Minister.
Sorry about that.
I'm letting you know. I'm telling you something for nothing. A fella crafting and making a hurl down in Barrison Ossory, laving his blood and his sweat and his tears all over the boss of that hurl.
Yes.
And then it goes into another fella's hand. And that's mixed with his blood.
Yes.
And his sweat.
Sweat.
And his tears. To paint the most beautiful hurling pictures you ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
And then he's going hell for leather into the back of another fella.
Yeah.
That's art, in my view.
Fair enough. I mean, that is art.
Pascal, he does.
Well, he's a very passionate exponent of his... particular.
Yeah. Actually, we've a couple of callers on as well. So I think we've got Keith Duffy.
Thank
is
you.
There from Boyzone.
Thank
He's
you.
On the line. Keith, how are you?
How are you, Minister, buddy?
Yes.
Just inquiring as to whether there's an artistic exemption for changing tyres.
Well, Keith, no, but as a performing artist, you yourself should qualify.
No, the revenue ruled that my singing did not qualify under artistic exemption. So I'm looking into other avenues.
Well, that is very unfortunate, but you should keep applying under Section 195 of the Taxes Consolidation Act, but it won't be qualifying under tyres. Thank you.
Okay, well, yes. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call there, caller.
Yes.
Keith. Sorry, we've got another one there as well. This will settle it now. This man knows his stuff. Matt Cooper wants a word. Did he get an artist exemption?
Yes,
Matt?
He did, yes.
How are you doing? Well, if I can get an artistic exemption for knocking off 50,000 words on what a pain in the arse Michael O'Leary is, then surely making a hurley qualifies as artistic. We'll have more of that on the 5 at 5.